India's march toward a $5 trillion economy is underpinned by a vast, unorganized labor force, working under conditions that meet the International Labor Organization's, ILO, criteria for forced labor, according to an investigative report published by Al Jazeera on Friday. The report, authored by journalist Regimen Kutapan, draws on first-hand accounts from industrial workers in Maharashtra, shrimp peelers in Andhra Pradesh, and garment workers in Tamil Nadu. It exposes the exploitation faced by millions of workers in India's unregulated informal sector, including wage theft, lack of contracts, denial of rest days, withheld pay, and dangerous work conditions without protective gear. Among the cases detailed is Ravi Kumar Gupta, a steel worker in Maharashtra's Tarapur industrial area, earning just $175 per month, less than India's average monthly per capita income. Gupta told Al Jazeera that middlemen skim part of his wages and his employer provides neither paid leave nor basic safety equipment. Women workers, such as shrimp processor Sumatha Salome and 23-year-old migrant Minu Samai, recounted to Al Jazeera their lack of formal contracts, long hours under surveillance, and absence of benefits. "We're watched by cameras every moment, trapped in what feels like an open prison," Minu said. Labor rights experts cited by Al Jazeera claim such working environments are commonplace across India's informal sectors. A 2025 study in the Indian Journal of Legal Review, referenced in the article, confirms widespread wage theft and forced labor due to lack of written agreements. India's informal workforce is estimated at $390 million, representing more than 80% of the country's total workforce, according to data quoted by Al Jazeera from the Center for Migration and Inclusive Development and corroborated by the ILO's 2024 India Employment Report. The textile sector, employing over 45 million people, is highlighted as a major violator. Labor union leader Thivia Raikini told Al Jazeera that intimidation, withheld wages, and gender-based violence are rampant. "Forced labor in the textile industry is widespread and often concealed," she said. Despite India's ratification of the ILO's Forced Labor Convention in 1954 and the legal abolition of bonded labor in 1975, implementation has lagged. Al Jazeera notes that out of an estimated 18.4 million bonded laborers, only 12,000 had been rescued between 2016 and 2021, per government data. While India's labor ministry claimed 307 million workers are registered under its eShram scheme, experts quoted by Al Jazeera argue the true figure is much higher.